The future is a hefty responsibility and not one that we take lightly. But then taking things lightly has never been what Hefty is about. That's why we've created the Hefty Renew program that turns hard to recycle plastics into valuable resources like park benches and building materials. To participate, simply fill up an orange Hefty Renew bag with accepted items, tie it up, and drop it in with your regular recycling. That's it. It's that easy. It's time to rethink recycling with Renew. Particular valued resources may vary by geography. More info available at heftyrenew.com.
Welcome to the Munchkin Minute, your bi-weekly look into some tabletop gaming news and more. I'm your host, Dan, a board game man, and it's your news for the week of June 1st, 2022. Hope everybody had a good Memorial Day, got a little rest and relaxation. I have to work the whole weekend and the holiday, so I'll be relaxing during the week a little bit here. But there's no relaxing for the Spiel des Jahres committee. The nominations are out, and there's some really good games. Well, there's good games every year, but the regular Spiel des Jahres itself is kind of the a little more family game. It's basically the game of the year out in Germany, and largely the whole gaming world kind of waits for this and sees, and pretty much winning this or even nominated for this just means hundreds of thousands of copies sold for your game. So who's nominated this year? So the three games nominated for the SDJ for 2022 are Cascadia by Randy Flynn. That's by Flatout Games, AEG, and Cosmos. Scout by Kai Kajuno, and that's by Oink Games. And Top 10 by Aurelian Picolet in Cocktail Games. Now, there's no... Unless you're under a rock, Cascadia is on everybody's lists all over the place. It's one of their greatest games of all time. I can't really deny that. It is really good, especially for that gateway audience. It's a really good gateway game, so I think this one's going to win. It's a really solid game, solid design, easy to learn, and easy to play. Just a real good, quick filler. I would say super filler because about an hour to play. So that would be my pick for this win. And this recommended list, every year there's a bunch of games on a recommended list for the SDJs. They're kind of like the honorable mentions. Seven Wonders Architects by Antoine Bauza. I absolutely love Seven Wonders Architects. I can't stop talking enough about how great it is. I didn't think it was going to be good because it's just another Seven Wonders, but no, it's really good. Also very easy to get into and a good gateway game. Echoes the Tanzarin, or Echoes the Dancer. Magic Rabbit, My Gold Mine, So Clover, which is another great party game that came out this year, and Trek 12 Himalaya by Bruno Cathala and Corinne Lebrat. Also, the Kinderspiel, it's kind of like the kids' game of the year by the SDJ committee. There's Auction Clever, which is basically That's Pretty Clever Kids by Wolfgang Warsch, which is basically a roll and ride for kids. Mitz Quacks and Company, basically Quacks and Company, Quacks & Co. Quedlinburg Dash, which is a racing game set in the kind of the world of the Quacks of Quedlinburg by Wolfgang Warsch as well. Oh, that's two by Wolfgang on this one. And Zauderberg or Magic Mountain by Jens Peter Schillmann and Bernard Weber. And that's put out by Amigo. There's also some recommended lists, which is Die Villa der Vampire, Frolish or Froggies, and Golden Eye and Honey. Those are all the Kinderspiel. Now, pretty much my favorite category, which is the Kennerspiel des Jahres for this year. This is kind of more of what they say, the gamer games or kind of the heavier games. They created this category about 10 years ago or so for more of the kind of the gamery games. Now, there's first one nominated here is Cryptid by Hal Duncan and Ruth Beavers. Now, Cryptid is a game that came out a few years ago. Very solid game by Osprey Games. But what happens is, since games kind of come out a few years ago, the whole nomination committee, these are all when things get released in Germany. So if you see kind of games on these lists that are like, oh, well, it came out a few years ago, that's why, because these are basically first there put out in Germany. Now, Crypt is a solid game. I would think it's more of an SDJ weight game, but another solid game. Dune Imperium is the second nomination by Paul Denon and Direwolf Games. Man, what a great game. This is going to be my pick for this one. I absolutely love Dune Imperium. It was probably my number two game of a couple years ago behind Lost Ruins of Arnak, but it's a great, great game. And Living Forest by Aske Christensen and Vegische Spiel, another solid, solid game. The recommended list for Kenneth Spiel, Ark Nova. Man, what a good game, but it's very, very heavy. Very good game, though. Kind of surprised that it wasn't in there for the Kennerspiel. I don't know if it's It may be a little too heavy for this even for this award, but it is a little heavier than any of the games that are on this list, but a solid game. There's Korra, Rise of an Empire, which is by the Headquarter Simulation Game Group, or released by Yellow, another solid game that I absolutely loved from last year. And Witchstone, which was my game of the year for the Geek All-Stars. This is by Martino Cianciera and Reiner Knizia, the good Dr. Reiner Knizia. Witchstone, an absolutely amazing game. But there's your nominations for the Kinderspiel, the Spiel des Jahres, and the Kinderspiel des Jahres. Marvel Champions has got a campaign expansion coming out. This one will be out later this year, probably in the fall or quarter three or four of this year for $45. This is called Mutant Genesis. Now, it's going to have another campaign-y feel, another game where you can kind of put things out. You can kind of play it as a campaign or play it as just a regular old game. You're going to have some new heroes, Colossus and Shadowcat, which will come with their usual pre-built deck inside of this box. And there's also going to be some villains in there, Sabretooth, the Sentinels, and Magneto. And you'll have to get a course of a whole new challenges, which will have five brand new scenarios in there as well. Can't stop playing Marvel Champions. Can't get enough of Marvel Champions. Next up, CGE will be releasing Starship Captains later this year. They're going to be out in about time for Spiel. This will be out about $60. Now, Starship Captains will be 2 to 4 players playing about an hour to 2 hours, kind of a medium weight Euro. Some great art on there, very reminiscent. I think it was on purpose that they say kind of a very Star Trek reminiscent of that crew without the license on there as well. They say it's a 2 to 4 player Euro style game, which mixes action selection and engine building. And you'll manage a diverse crew of cadets, ensigns, androids, and officers, each with different special roles and capabilities. And you're going to be, there's going to be an ever shifting galaxy full of dangerous pirates and interplanetary missions in order to boost your reputation with three distinct galactic factions for bountiful rewards. So looks pretty solid. Again, this will be out later this year. CGE has got, they do great games and the art does look amazing on this one. Not quite a full release announcement, but kind of a teaser. Ares Games teased the release of War of the Ring, the card game. Not much information is known yet. It's going to distill down to War of the Ring. That's a pretty big, large kind of a two-player or 2 to 4 player. It's not necessarily a war game, but basically the five armies or the five peoples, whatever they're called. Anyway, the good guys, or basically the Fellowship, trying to get the ring to Mount Doom, and all the bad guys are trying to stop them from getting there. It's kind of some hidden movement, but it is a large, crazy, heavy game, really fun game. It is one of the gold standards of this type of kind of two-player type game. Again, heavier game. You're kind of rolling dice for what actions you can take, and it's just area movement it's just such a great game. But it does takes about at least 3 hours to play, but a very, very solid game. Now, obviously the War of the Ring, the card game, which should be out later this year, is probably going to distill that feeling down into teams. They say it's going to be kind of a team card game. I'm guessing it's going to be at least two players or 2 to 4, probably an even number or probably some way to play it if you have an odd number of players as well. Who knows? Maybe we even get a solo version of the game as well, but very excited about this one because anything that can distill that game, don't get me wrong, War of the Ring is a great game, but it's kind of one of those once a year type play for people like me. But it does look like a solid game to be coming out for the card game. Not a whole lot of information, but Ares does put out some good stuff. Plan B and Next Move announced a special limited edition of Azul. This is Azul Master Chocolatier. Basically the same game as regular Azul, but now instead of the kind of porcelain tiles, these tiles will look like chocolates, and they'll have the same base board as you're used to for Azul, but they'll also have on the other side new rules and effects, kind of player, I'm not sure if it's player powers or player effects, but basically that's what's going to make this one a little bit different, is on the other side there's kind of like these promo effects that will be on the boards as well. So this will be out Essen later this year. Not really any price yet, but regular Azul is about $30 to $40, so I'm guessing this one will be about $35 to $45 due to the limited or special edition type nature of this. But I'm sure these will be quite highly sought after. And anytime there's a special edition, this is just me shooting from the hip. This will get a larger release because once it sells out and they know they can make money, why won't they just make more? So I'm sure we'll be able to get more of this, even though it's kind of considered a special limited edition. I'm sure they'll make more of this down the road if you're really looking forward to it. I wouldn't go too crazy getting it because I'm sure it'll be out later. Asmodee, along with Level 99 Games, announced an expansion for Bullet, or expansion for Bullet Heart, which is the Heart Edition. Bullet Star is going to be out next month. It'll be $40. This is kind of a standalone expansion, which can be combined with Bullet Heart, which with great game Bullet, you're kind of the It's like kind of pattern building, and it almost feels like a Tetris-y to get fights out. You know, you're using fights or fighting one-on-one by getting kind of the pattern recognition. You can also play this game. There's a lot of different ways to play it, because you can play it cooperatively. You can play it free-for-all, and then it's just one-on-one. But a real fun game, very, very quick playing game as well. The new one's going to add 8 new heroines to the game, and just some more stuff for you to play, and more people to go, you know, and more of the villains to go against in the cooperative game as well. Again, about $40 for that one, but it's just a solid game. I recommend you check that one out as well. And finally, in game news, the OP will be releasing the party game Then. This will be out next month as well for about $25. So you probably see this one all over the place at Origins. Now, it's another one of these party games. So it's going to have kind of of course, it goes under Venn diagram. So there's going to be some people giving clues to try and get you to get a three-number sequence. And there's going to be word cards laid out from 1 to 12. And there's a three-number sequence. Now, the people giving clues, it kind of reminds you of Mysterium, where you're giving clues, or Dixit, where you're giving clues with these kind of cards with pictures on them. And as you kind of put them in this Venn diagram, that may help to give the people who are guessing ideas of what the three-digit codes are. So really cool idea for a card game there, for a party game there for Venn and by the OP. Again, it'll be about $25. Real good price to get in on there. Let's head on over to crowdfunding. I'm going to do Kickstarter and GameFound. First up, we've got Arx. This is by Leader Games, who put out Root, Fort, and Oath. Now, Arx is a 3-4 player game, plays about an hour to 2 hours. It has this kind of almost like a 4X space, you know, pretty grandiose kind of build, research, battle, you prove your metal. He says compete on dozens of unique objectives. I'm sure you're going to have to get to a certain amount of victory points. This is going to be about $60 to get in on there. The MSRP will be $85. You can also get in with the Blighted Reach campaign expansion with the base game. That'll be a $100 pledge there. And there's also a $150 pledge where you can upgrade the fleet with plastic miniatures. And all 84 pieces are ink washed to bring out the fine details. And a pledge gets you the miniatures pack. And also gives you the Arc, the base game, and that expansion. Well funded. This one looks great. Leader Games puts out great games. This has got about 2 weeks to go. Well funded. A lot of stretch goals are out there as well, but it does look amazing. I'm not sure if they put out stretch goals or not, but definitely check this one out. Arx, again, it'll be about 2 more weeks to go. Next up, Hacktivity. This is a highly interactive co-op board game. Cooperate your team and eradicate viruses in the cyberspace. Dive into this campaign. Cooperative campaign board game for 1-4 players. This is funded as well. About almost 3 weeks to go on this one. About 2.5 weeks to get in there. There you can get on the complete edition for about $95. There's also a standard kind of basic edition for $63. I'm sorry, that's Canadian. So $50 US is this basic one, and then the complete edition will be $75 US. Kind of a pretty cool little card-based action. Every player will have their own deck, unique deck, and you're playing different characters. And you're trying to stay ahead of the different campaign or the different missions that you're going on. There'll be good cards, bad cards, and you're trying to stay ahead and kind of use your firewall and different ways. Very cyber theme there, using that to stay ahead and complete the missions. Next up, I've got another one of these Rollin' Rights where it's just kind of a print and play. Thought this one was pretty cool. About a week to go on this one. This is called Of Mines and Men. This is a Rollin' Right by Mauro Indini. Really cool looking thing. Basically, you take the role of one or more dwarves, one of the different dwarves with different abilities. And then there's different kind of missions that you're going on. So you take the mission, you take the dwarf, and you see what your power is. Then you're rolling dice and you have a certain amount of rounds to complete your mission. Pretty cool. There's some good gameplay footage on there as well, but it really looks pretty solid, you know, especially if you like that sort of roll and write type thing, and especially since you can just print it out. So you can get in on it for about $5 or $7. The legendary miner is $7 to get in on there. So again, very affordable if you do like roll and writes to get in on there. This next one I won't go into too much because I did mention this one a while back, but this is a re-release. This is Anunnaki Dawn of the Gods. This is a relaunch. This one, it doesn't have a whole lot to go, so you probably will be over by the time you hear this, but I know that I kind of mentioned it before, and I wanted to let people know there'll probably be a late pledge that you can get in on there. This is by Cranio Creations, and also by Simone Luciani and Danilo Sabia. And again, this is kind of your 4X, kind of a Euro 4X hybrid game, a little heavier, you know, since it's Cranio and it is a little bit heavier. I won't get into it too much because I did mention this a while back, but if you want to get in on that, check that out. I'll have a link to it and hopefully you'll get into, you can get into the late pledge as well. Now, I've got a couple coming up here that were just kind of hit my heart because I just did a top five recording, top five baseball games. So I've got the baseball in my brain, but this is Deadball Baseball with Dice, second edition. This is a dice game, very kind of a lighter feel of a dice game because you're just kind of rolling dice and depending on you, you might get a hit. But a little more basic than your kind of your Stratomatic or APBA, but there are, every player and pitcher does have kind of a target and a pitch die that you're going to be using in rolling dice. So this is pretty cool. This is kind of seems like a very much a labor of love there. It's not very hard to get in, not very expensive to get into there. You can get the Deadball Complete for $25 if you do kind of like this kind of lighter feel to a baseball game, but very cool looking there. Deadball, it is funded and it's got about a week to go. And heading on over to GameFound, here's some more baseball for you. So this is Blazeball, the card game. So the cultural phenomenon that is Blazeball, finally under your complete control, coach your team to victory in the ultimate clash on a diamond. What is Blazeball, you say? Dude, I have no idea. But I did get into a crazy rabbit hole looking up what Blazeball was, and I had never heard of this. An online simulation where it's kind of all fictional, and all sorts of craziness, and seasons go in about a week. Now, I believe they're on hiatus now until the fall. I don't know if they're just changing things up with their code or whatever. But definitely check out if you want, you got about 30 or 40 minutes to waste and want to check out something pretty cool. If you do like simulations, check out this Blazeball. Of course, check out Blazeball, the card game by Wayfinder Games, because it does look like a pretty cool card game. And not very much to get in on there. I believe it's about $20 or $25 to get in on it. So I think it's $25 US to get in on it. But yeah, definitely check out Blazeball, or if you've played the online simulation you come to Geek All-Stars Guild and let me know, but you can also come to the Discord channel for major spoilers and let me know about your experiences with it, because I'm interested to see once it comes back. I want to check that out once it comes back and see how it is. Just a fascinating thing when you get down that rabbit hole of Blazeball. And finally, Castles of Burgundy Special Edition. Now, I was a little hesitant about this one because who needs miniatures and a dry soulless Euro like Castles of Burgundy? One of my favorite games, don't get me wrong, but I'm not sure I need to spend a lot of money for these miniatures. But they do, they look great. Some people will love them, but there's a couple of things in this campaign. The new boards, the new kind of tiles, the dice, that really has me excited. But what even more is this Vineyards expansion. This is 100% new and mostly most significant expansion to Castle of Burgundy created by Stefan Feld. It's a new, unique expansion, introduces additional areas for growing grapes into the game. New quadruple layered boards will offer further gameplay actions and new ways of scoring points. Holy cow, this looks awesome. And now I am really hooked because it looks like it kind of connects to your normal Castles of Burgundy board. And if you get these really cool new kind of multi-layer boards from the base game, and that's what really looks great. Not necessarily the miniatures, but kind of the way that the recessed board and everything else. This will get you to buy in there as well. But I really love the idea that there is kind of an expansion there, making the game a little bit different there and all those stretch goals as well. It looks like it's about 95 euros. I guess that's probably about, what, $110 to get in on there as well. And you can get some really big old pledges, which is about 142 euros. They'll probably have has the special edition, all the stretch goals, high quality neoprene mat, or the hex tokens upgrade, a little bit of everything. But yeah, I may actually be in on this one because I really do love Castles of Burgundy, but I'm really excited about that expansion. And if it can make Castles of Burgundy look pretty, then yeah, got me sold. So it looks great. Check that one out as well. Thanks for joining me today. If you see any news you think I'd like to feature, shoot me a message at GeekJockDan on Twitter. Also, please check out themajorspoilers.com for more content by Steven and the rest of the Major Spoilers crew. And check out my podcast, the Geek All-Stars Podcast. As always, I'm Dan, the Board Game Man, and I'll see everyone in a couple weeks for another Munchkin Minute.
This podcast is copyright 2022 by Major Spoilers Entertainment, LLC.